Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio, we're real country. 1430 AM stereo, WRDN, Durand, Ogalle, Wamundee, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
News. I'm Sherry Preston. The Senate's still slogging through amendments on the big budget bill that economic experts say will add trillions to the federal deficit and boost millions of people off health insurance through cuts to Medicaid.
A new estimate from the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office predicts some 11.8 million Americans would lose their health coverage over the next decade. Trump insists the Medicaid cuts only target waste, fraud, and abuse.
ABC Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce, part of the plan would end incentives for clean energy and quickly would impose new taxes on wind and solar projects while boosting production of coal, oil, and natural gas. The man who started a brush fire in Idaho, police say, then fatally shot two first responders who showed up to put it out was a transient who now began firing after the firefighters asked him to move his vehicle. The only suspect in the Idaho college student murder case, Brian Kohberger, agreeing to plead guilty. He will get life in prison with no chance of parole. This is ABC News.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Millions of Americans take medicine like Ozempic and Zepbound. Many of them are overpaying by thousands of dollars a year. These GLP-1 medications for diabetes, weight loss, and more may not always be covered by your insurance, but GoodRx can help. GoodRx helps you save every month on prescriptions at over 70,000 pharmacies nationwide. Best of all, it's free to use. Check GoodRx to save on GLP-1s. Just go to GoodRx.com/GLP. That's GoodRx.com/GLP. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance, including Medicare and other federal and state-funded programs.
You're invited to Clinton Farms in Bear Creek, August 5th through the 7th for this year's Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, celebrating generations of progress with a chance to explore cutting-edge equipment, innovative technology, taking a glimpse into the next generation of agriculture. There are also scheduled dairy tours and field demonstrations, hundreds of industry booths, and great family entertainment. Be there August 5th through the 7th and bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information, visit wifarmtechdays.com.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange yesterday, double-digit gains in the milk markets. July milk up 16 to 1772, August up 32 to 1865, September up 36 to 1917, October up 25 at 1920. Cheese markets were higher, barrels up 3 to 169.5, 40-pound blocks up 10 to 172, 6 trade a barrel, 12 trade a block on the day. Cash butter up 3 and 3 quarters to 263 trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk up a quarter to 125 and a quarter, one trade. Dry whey up 1 to 59.5, one trade on the day. Cattle markets were mostly higher on the day as the trade was glad to see the strong consumer demand as new show lifts appeared to be mixed, higher in Texas and Nebraska and Colorado, but lower in Kansas. Meanwhile, hog markets were mostly lower. That bearish hogs and pigs report showing the larger hog supply helping to pressure the market. June live cattle up $1.12 to $225.87. August feeder cattle up $2.77 to $310.67. July hogs down $3.15 to $110.10. At the Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans, and wheat were all mixed. No big surprises in the USDA grain stocks and planted acreage report. Corn stocks were below the trade guess. Bean and wheat, though, were above the average trade guess. Meanwhile, corn planted acres were below the average trade guess. Same with soybeans, but wheat acres were above the average trade guess. July corn up 3 to 420.5. New crop down 1.5 to 425.5. July beans down 3.5 to 1024.25. New crop up 2.25 to 1027. July wheat in Chicago up 4 to 528.75. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Looking for a new skid steer loader, compact track loader, or UTV? Take the challenge. Go head-to-head against other brands, comparing quality, comfort, or performance. Bobcat machines are the best in the industry. But don't take our word for it. Visit BobcatAdvantage.com or visit us in person at Comroe Sales and Service, your authorized Bobcat dealer in Durand. Call us today, 715-672-4263, to learn more.
Local markets Monday at Elsevia Durand. Cash corn 369, July 369, August 372, new crop 366. Cash beans 945, July 945, August 950, new crop 937. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash corn 390.5, August 379.25, September 379.25, new crop 375.5. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 391, August 394, new crop 378. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 369, new crop 375. Cash beans 954, new crop 957. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 371, new crop 375. Cash and new crop beans 942. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn 391, August 391, September 382, new crop 386. Cash beans 983, August 983, September 965, new crop 965. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 367, August 370, new crop 372, cash beans 960, new crop 961. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 211 to 237, Holstein fed cattle 190 to 212, market cows 120 to 150, bulls 150 to 196, calves 300 to 1520, beef steers 180 to 600, Holstein steers 180 to 600, sheep markets, light lambs 245 and down, market lambs 225 and down, ewes 130 and down, rams 95 and down, goat markets, does 215 and down, bucks 360 and down. That is a check of markets. You're listening to WRDN.
Hi, Zoe Saldana. Welcome to T-Mobile. Here's your new iPhone 16 Pro on us.
Thanks. And here's my old phone to trade in.
You don't need a trade-in. When you switch to T-Mobile, we'll give you a new iPhone 16 Pro. Plus, we'll help you pay off your old phone up to $800, and you still get to keep it.
There's always a trade-in.
Not right now at T-Mobile.
I feel like I have to give you something in return for karma.
That's okay.
I don't really have much in my purse. Oh, let's see. Hand sanitizer? It's lavender.
I'm good. Seriously.
Let me check this pocket. Oh, mints?
Really, I'm fine.
Oh, I have raisins. I'm a mom. Wait one sec. I've got cupcakes in the car.
It's our best iPhone offer ever. Switch to T-Mobile. Get a new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence on us. No trade-in needed. We'll even pay off your phone up to $800.
With 24 monthly bill credits, new line, $100 plus a month on experience beyond finance agreement, $999.99 and qualifying ported. For well qualified plus tax and $10 connection charge. Payoff via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Credits end and balance due if you pay off early or cancel. See T-Mobile.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the low 80s this afternoon. The wind will be out of the northwest at around 5 to 10. Tonight, clear. We'll drop to the low 60s for a low. Tomorrow, sunshine with a slight chance of a late-day thunderstorm at a high in the mid-80s. If you're looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play, hop on your device and search up Worthington, Minnesota. Worthington is definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp 62.
Radio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I felt the rush of the Rio Grande into Yellowstone, and I've seen firsthand Niagara Falls and the lights of Vegas, a crisscross down to Key Biscayne and Chi-Town via Bangor, Maine. Think I've seen it all, and all I can say is, how about them cowgirls? Boys, ain't they something? Sure are some proud girls, and you can't tell them nothing. And I tell you right now, just be seven wonders of this big old round world. But how about them cowgirls? She's riding coals in Steamboat Springs, baling hay outside Abilene. She's trying hard to fit in some city, but her home is neat that big blue sky and the northern plains and those other wide open spaces. Nowadays there ain't as many, but how about them cowgirls? Boys, ain't they something? Sure are some proud girls, and you can't tell them nothing. I tell you right now, girls, may just be seven wonders of this big whole round world. But how about them cowgirls? She don't need you and she don't need me. She can do just fine on her own two feet. But she wants a man who wants her to be herself. And she'll never change, don't know how to hide her stubborn will or her fighting side. But you treat her right and she'll love you like else. Yeah, how about them cowgirls? Boys, ain't they something? Sure are some proud girls, but you can't beat the loving. And I tell you right now, girls, may just be seven wonders of this big about them cowgirls. How about them boys?
Get ready, set, go.
Gonna take you to the Crystal and a picture show. Well, the sky's the limit, there's no price too high. Baby, you're the apple of my eye. Got my paycheck in my pocket and some gas in the tank. Honey, your love's better than money in the bank. I wish I had a bass boat and a Z-28. But I guess that stuff will have to wait. Cause I'm saving on a washer and a wedding ring. I want this stuff to be a lasting thing. Right at the top, but that's where you rank. Honey, your love's better than money in the bank. Crazy dream. I met a man who invented a money machine. He said, I know things are tight and times are tough, but he'd give me the machine if I give you up. I just looked him in the eye and I said, no thanks, honey. Your love's better than money in the bank. Honey, your love's better than money in the bank.
From George and Tammy to Kenny and Dolly, Real Country, 1430 AM, 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Walk away. I said I couldn't see how things could turn out like they've come to be. And if I lied, if I knew, well, I was only trying to think of you. It seems I've done. You can't deal me the aces and think I wouldn't play. Don't let this be the reason you would walk away. Don't let this be the reason you would walk away.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Susie Boggess and Aces here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Tuesday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnekins. We have temperatures in the 60s. Looks like we're going to finally see a full day of sunshine and temperatures in the 80s. We have our ag weather forecast here coming up next hour. Also next hour, Rob Winters is in. He's going to be talking with Dr. Michael Cornier of Soybean and Corn Advisor about Brazil's second corn crop. We'll have that in our newsmaker segment coming up. On the way, we have today's Agriculture America next here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. Dairy cattle rations are another market for soybean producers. We'll explain coming up.
You are invited to Clinton Farms in Bear Creek, August 5th through the 7th for this year's Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, celebrating generations of progress with a chance to explore cutting-edge equipment and innovative technology, taking a glimpse into the next generation of agriculture. There are scheduled dairy tours, field demonstrations, hundreds of industry booths, and great family entertainment. Be there August 5th through the 7th. Bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information, visit wifarmtechdays.org.
Highly oleic soybean oil is being incorporated into dairy cattle feed rations, and it's positively affecting animal health. Don Weiss, chair of the United Soybean Board's Audit and Evaluation Committee, says it's been a journey to get the highly oleic soybean oil into cattle rations.
We at USB brought the high oleic program forward, and it was all originally intended for food use for the healthier soybean oil being produced from these high oleic soybeans. But here in the last short while, we are finding some benefits, some significant benefits in areas of the feed industry, in particular dairy. So June being Dairy Month, you know, it is great to highlight this newfound benefit from high oleic soybeans going into dairy rations, improving that overall butterfat yield. I, as a farmer, really like this from the standpoint that we are paving the way for a more stable demand foundation going forward when we can rely on both food uses, which haven't gone away. They're still there. But now we're bringing this exciting new feed usage of high oleics into the mix as well. Real excited going forward.
He said checkoff dollars helped with the research on high oleic soybeans in dairy cattle feed rations.
It's a significant example of why we as U.S. soybean farmers pay into our checkoff to promote our industry overall and to bring big changes and developments to us that come back to our own family farms around the country. The high oleic program has been a perfect example, I guess, is how I would describe it, as a place where we've spent significant checkoff dollars but are now seeing significant returns that are coming back to our farms. And one of the pieces that was taking time to grow is just being able to offer this to all U.S. soybean farmers. And we're not there yet, but now we're in 16 states. And with this continued development with dairy, you know, it's going to expand into other states as well when they are trying to partner with other dairy locations around the country.
Getting the soybeans into dairy cattle rations benefits soybean farmers and cattle producers.
I call it a win-win. You know, we're winning by seeing this go into the feed rations of dairy cows, but also continuing to, in a tighter margin environment, see new developments on the demand side for our soybeans. And this is only going to continue to grow going forward with the results that we're seeing coming out of that benefit to the dairy industry. And there's some additional work being done in swine right now, too, to look at this. So we may not be done yet.
The use of soybean meal has also been used in dairy cattle rations. In fact, dairy is one of the biggest customers for Wisconsin soybean growers. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy. In 2011, I founded Wesley Financial Group with one goal in mind, to help honest folks out of their timeshares permanently. Today, I run Wesley with my two sons, a real family business, treating every client and every employee like we'd want our own family treated. That philosophy has helped us grow into the largest, most trusted timeshare cancellation company in the United States. Fortune magazine even recognized us as one of the best places to work. Why? Because we genuinely care. In fact, some of our former clients were so moved by their experience working with us, they joined our team so they could help others to timeshare freedom. If you're stuck in a timeshare, give us a call. Let our family help your family.
Call Wesley now for your free timeshare exit kit. 800-885-9700. 800-885-9700. That's 800-885-9700.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the low 80s this afternoon. The wind will be out of the northwest at around 5 to 10. Tonight, clear. We'll drop to the low 60s for a low. Tomorrow, sunshine with a slight chance of a late-day thunderstorm at a high in the mid-80s. If you're looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play, hop on your device and search up Worthington, Minnesota. Worthington is definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp, 62.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Well, I heard he needed some help on the farm, somebody with a truck and two strong arms, not scared of dirt and willing to work till the sun goes down. So I pulled up and said, I'm your man. I can start right now. And we shook hands. He said, the fence needs fixing, the peaches need picking, and the cows need bringing round. I was hauling hay, I was feeding the hogs, and that summer sun had me sweating like a dog. So I cooled off in the creek. Then it was back to work, and that dad come heat. I was cussing out loud, thinking about quitting. Looking back now, I'm sure glad I didn't. Cause just when I thought it couldn't get no hotter, I caught a glimpse of the farmer's daughter. Just getting home from Panama City. She was all tanned up and my kind of pretty. When her eyes met mine, I was thinking that I sure love my job. As the days got shorter, our talks got longer. The kisses got sweeter and the feelings got stronger. So we'd hop in the truck and get all tangled up every chance we got. We were down by the river all night long. When the sun came up, I was sneaking her home and dragging my butt to work. With the smell of her perfume on my shirt, I'd be on the tractor, she'd be on my mind. With that sun beating down on his back of mine. And just when I thought it couldn't get no hotter, I fell in love with with a farmer's daughter. We got married last spring. Oh, and there ain't no better life for me. I'm still hauling hay and feeding the hogs, and that summer sun's got me sweating like a dog. So I cool off in the creek, and she brings me out a glass of sweet iced tea. Now I'm on the tractor, she's on my mind, and I can't wait till it's quitting time. And just when I think it can't get no hotter, I come home to the farmer's daughter. Yeah. The farmer's daughter.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Rodney Atkins and Farmer's Daughter here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Tuesday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures in the 60s and expecting sunshine in 80s. Well, coming up on July 9th, we'll be kicking off our coverage from the Northern Wisconsin State Fair, 9 a.m. on July 9th. With the Swine Show on our live video stream. Also attending this year's Northern Wisconsin State Fair, recently crowned Miss Wisconsin Willow Newell will be there, along with the state FFA officers and Wisconsin's Fairs to the Fair. And the new Miss Wisconsin, she will be on the fairgrounds on Wednesday, from what I've been told. And we're hoping, we've already put in our request to have Willow Newell join us during one of our livestock video streams. I even suggested that maybe they should get like a real calm, cool, and collected dairy cow. I know it might not be during the dairy show, but just have her out in the ring with it. You know, Wisconsin, the dairy state, but it's got to be one that's, you know, calm, cool, and collected. That's easy to lead. That's what I'm thinking. Again, we'll be having a coverage from the Northern Wisconsin State Fair here coming up on July 9th with the Swine Show. That'll begin on our video streaming page of our website, starting at 9 o'clock on July 9th. Coming up, we have today's Farm Progress America here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by John Deere, proud partner of the FP Next podcast. Our modern agricultural system wouldn't be possible without the modern trucking industry. And truck drivers are poised to see some big regulatory changes in the coming months, thanks to some new policies at the Federal Department of Transportation. I'll have the details after this.
Any age, any make, any model. Any way you look at it, you can get the right part at the right price by stopping by the one parts counter at your local John Deere dealership. Whether you need to replace a worn part or just need to stock up on maintenance and replacement parts, you can find it all at the one parts counter. Knowledgeable, friendly staff will help you choose from genuine John Deere, Reman, or A&I parts. Do yourself and your machine a favor. Stop by the one parts counter today at your local John Deere dealership.
I'm Kurt Arns, one of your co-hosts for FP Next. In this podcast, we dive into all aspects of the agriculture industry, from the field to the feedlot and pasture to policy. We aim to answer the burning question, what's next in ag? Join us every other Tuesday for quality reporting farmers can trust on the FP Next podcast, powered by John Deere. Find us anywhere you listen to podcasts or on farmprogress.com.
Last week, the U.S. Department of Transportation unveiled new initiatives and regulatory changes aimed at supporting America's truck drivers. These changes have earned enthusiastic support from industry groups like the Owner-Operator Independent Drivers Association, or OIDA, and the ATA, or the American Trucking Association. One of the biggest announcements is a $275 million federal investment in expanded truck parking. Todd Spencer, the president of OIDA, praised the initiative, saying there's currently only one truck parking spot for every 11 trucks on U.S. roads, a shortage that forces drivers to park unsafely on shoulders and ramps and parking lots. Truckers also scored a big regulatory win as the agency has withdrawn the controversial speed limiter proposal. This would have capped truck speeds below the normal highway flow. OWIDA has argued against the mandate for years, saying it would make roads more dangerous by creating speed mismatches between trucks and passenger vehicles. In addition, the DOT announced two new pilot programs. One program allows truckers to split their 10-hour required rest period into more adaptable combinations, like 6 and 4 or 5 and 5. Another pilot will let drivers pause their 14-hour on-duty clock for between 30 minutes and 3 hours, which would provide critical flexibility for managing those truckers' schedules around both rest and road conditions. The Federal Motor Carrier Safety Association also emphasized removing red tape, pledging to eliminate outdated regulations that last year alone resulted in over 25,000 unnecessary violations. They say they're committed to maintaining exemptions from electronic logging device mandates for pre-2000 model trucks, and they're also planning a significant crackdown on unlawful double brokering. Now, OWIDA wasn't the only trucking association to praise the new rules, with the American Trucking Association CEO Chris Spear saying that these data-driven measures will help keep the industry safe and effective. I'll have more when we come back.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
These new rules for truckers, released by the DOT last week, follow President Trump's executive order to streamline the industry, with Secretary of Transportation Sean Duffy saying these moves recognize the importance of truck transport to the American economy. Drivers should see some of the changes beginning immediately in coming weeks. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by John Deere, proud partner of the FP Next podcast. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Do you have an idea for a book? Fiction, nonfiction, or a children's book? We can help you put it together and bring it to market at Dorrance Publishing. We have thousands of testimonials from people just like you that we've helped get their books sold in stores and online. We've even got a service called The Writer's Coach. It's perfect for people that have a book idea in their head and they just need someone to help them put it on paper. Dorrance Book Publishing has been helping people just like you who have a book idea, written or not, for over 100 years. Imagine being counted among the most famous authors in the world with your very own book. Call right now and let us help you turn a book idea into reality. It's easier than you think. You just need a little help. Call us now.
800-879-4098. 800-879-4098. 800-879-4098. That's 800-879-4098.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Hey, baby, won't you take my hand and make me a happy man? I ain't rich, but I found my fortune in you. Two jobs on a nighttime shift, I'm still left with an empty fist, but my heart is full and my love is true. We can still get married in the style of our friends and family, gather all of them to celebrate while we slip out quietly and have a hometown honeymoon. Wildflowers and lovers in bloom. We'll have a hometown honeymoon, just me and you. Hometown honeymoon, out of church and up to your room. We'll have a hoedown afternoon, dancing to the rhythm of love. We can sing and laugh out loud, lifestyles of the poor but proud, cuddle up on the porch and enjoy the view. We can't afford Niagara Falls, but there's a fountain by the old town hall. We'll make a wish by the light of the lover's moon. I'll get my grandma's wedding ring and my brother's Chevrolet. We can stay at your mama's house. We don't have to go away to have a hometown honeymoon. Wildflowers and lovers in bloom. We'll have a hometown honeymoon, dancing to the rhythm of a love. Daddy's prized possession. I'll make a good impression. I'm gonna get his blessing. That's all we need. Hometown honeymoon. Wildflowers and lovers in bloom. We'll have a hometown honeymoon. Just me and you. Hometown honeymoon. Out of church and up.
The sun goes down on my side of town. That lonesome feeling comes to my door, and the whole world turns blue. There's a rundown bar across the railroad track. I got a table for two way in the back where I sit alone. Think of losing you. I spend most every night beneath the light of a neon moon. Now if you lose your one and only, there's always room here for the lonely. So watch your broken dreams dancing in out of the beams of a neon. I think the two young lovers are running wild and free. I close my eyes and sometimes see you in the shadows of this smoke-filled room. No telling how many tears I've sat here and cried, or how many lies that I've lied, telling my poor heart she'll come back someday. Oh, but I'll be alright as long as there's light from a neon moon. Oh, if you lose your one and only, there's always room here for. Sad songs seem to say what I think, and it's hurt inside of me. Ain't never gonna end. Oh, but I'll be alright as long as there's light from a neon moon. Oh, if you lose your one and only, there's always room here for. Watch your broken dreams dance.
a neon moon.
Your home for Durand Panther Sports is Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
I hear you just got married. Took a month-long honeymoon, and you were all smiles at the wedding, and you cried when you kissed the groom. I got no invitation. I guess the mailman didn't bring it to me, but I see the whole thing in slow motion every night as I try to sleep. My buddy John said you looked real pretty, and you acted like you were in love. He said the preacher asked for objections, and he thought about standing up. I told John he must have been crazy, 'cause you were just about to say hey, I do. He just gave me a wink and said all he could think was it could have been me. I don't guess I ever told you that I went out and bought you a ring. I even carried it around in my pocket, waiting to say the right thing. I pulled it out the other day, but the diamond had lost its shine. Well, I know how it feels, 'cause my eyes grow dim when I think you could have been mine. Could have been me.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. Wisconsin Farmers Union is disappointed following the Joint Finance Committee's decision Friday to exclude the Wisconsin Local Food Purchase Assistance Program from consideration in the 25-27 biennial Wisconsin state budget. The removal of the program from the final motion and review of the department's of Ag's budget Friday was a missed opportunity to invest in a program that has delivered real benefits to farmers and communities across Wisconsin, WFU President Darren Von Ruden said. This bipartisan initiative connects local producers with food access organizations, strengthens our state food system, and supports agriculture economies. By the end of August, every dollar allocated to Wisconsin through the federal program will have been spent building relationships between farmers and food access organizations, getting nutritious, locally grown food to those who need it the most. Wisconsin had 3.3 days suitable for fieldwork statewide for the week ending June 29th, according to USDA's Crop Progress Report. Heavy rain was received across large portions of the state, limiting fieldwork. Topsoil moisture was at 67% adequate and 21% surplus. Nearly all of the corn crop has emerged. Corn condition was rated at 75% good to excellent. Meanwhile, soybeans were 97% emerged, 10% of soybeans were blooming, and soybean condition was at 73% good to excellent. Winter wheat was 95% headed. Now, condition was rated at 72% good to excellent. Oats were 98% emerged and 63% headed. 10% of oats were reported to have begun coloring, and oat condition was at 85% good to excellent. Potato condition was rated at 86% good to excellent. The first cutting of alfalfa hay was 94% complete, second cutting at 21% complete. Hay condition was rated at 82% good to excellent. The USDA planted acreage report showed more corn and fewer soybeans, wheat, and cotton acres. Corn planted area is estimated at 95.2 million acres in 2025, up 5% or 4.61 million acres from 2024. That's the third highest planted acres in the U.S. since 1944. The area harvested for grain is expected to be 5% higher than last year at 86.8 million acres. Soybean planted areas for 2025 are estimated at 83.4 million acres. And the all wheat planted area this year is estimated at 45.5 million acres, down 1% from last year. The winter wheat planted area at 33.3 million acres is down less than 1% from last year, but up slightly from prior estimates. USDA's grain stocks report showed less corn and more beans and wheat in storage. Corn stocks in all positions as of June 1st totaled 4.64 billion bushels, down 7% from last year. Meanwhile, soybeans stored in all positions as of June 1st were at 1.01 billion bushels, 4% above last year. And in the wheat markets, so all old crop wheat stored in all positions totaled 851 million bushels, up 22% from last year. As the 4th of July approaches, very warm to hot conditions are expected across much of the West. Typical summer warmth is in the AccuWeather Independence Day forecast from the Great Lakes to the Northeast. Humid conditions with showers and storms are expected for parts of New Mexico and parts of the Southeast, including Florida, southern Georgia, and the coastal Carolinas. Now, parts of the Midwest, Southeast, and interior Southwest stand the most likely chance for some disruptive downpours and potent thunderstorm activity on July 4th, according to Paul Pastelak, long-range meteorologist for AccuWeather. USDA's Food Safety and Inspection Service is reminding Americans to declare their independence from foodborne illnesses during the holiday weekend. Summer barbecues are a favorite tradition, but they also present unique food safety challenges when cooking outdoors and away from the safety of a kitchen, said FSIS Administrator Dr. Denise Elbin. FSIS tips include handling frozen food properly before the barbecue, thaw out frozen beef, poultry, or fish safely in the refrigerator, cold water, or a microwave. If frozen products appear pre-cooked, cook them thoroughly anyway. Always marinate food in the refrigerator, never at room temperature, because bacteria multiply rapidly in those warm environments. And remember, avoid the danger zone, as bacteria and foodborne illnesses can grow between 40 degrees Fahrenheit and 140 degrees Fahrenheit. So cook it thoroughly the first time. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnikins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the low 80s this afternoon. The wind will be out of the northwest at around 5 to 10. Tonight, clear. We'll drop to the low 60s for a low. Tomorrow, sunshine with a slight chance of a late-day thunderstorm at a high in the mid-80s. If you're looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play, hop on your device and search up Worthington, Minnesota. Worthington is definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp, 62.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Katie's sitting on a row front porch, watching the chickens peck the ground. There ain't a whole lot going on tonight in this one-horse town. Over yonder, coming up the road, in a beat-up Chevy truck, her boyfriend Tom is laying on the horn, splashing through the mud and the muck. Her daddy says he ain't worth a lick. When it comes to brains, he got the short end of the stick. But Katie's young and man, she just don't care. She'd follow Tommy anywhere. She's in love with the boy. She's in love with the boy. She's in love with the boy. And even if they have to run away, she's gonna marry that boy someday. Katie and Tommy at the drive-in movie, parking the very last row. They're too busy holding on to one another to even care about the show. Later on outside the Tasty Freeze, Tommy slips something on her head. He says my high school ring will have to do till I can buy a wedding band. Her daddy says he ain't worth a lick. When it comes to brains, he got the short end of the stick. But Katie's young and man, she just don't care. She'd follow Tommy anywhere. She's in love with the boy. She's in love with the boy. She's in love with the boy. And even if they have to run away, she's gonna marry that boy someday. Her daddy's waiting up till 12:30 when they come sneaking up the wall. He says, young lady, get on up to your room while me and Junior have a talk. Mama breaks in and says, don't lose your temper. It wasn't very long ago. And you yourself was just a hayseed plowboy who didn't have a road to hoe. My daddy said you wasn't worth a lick. When it came to brains, you got the short end of the stick. But he was wrong, and honey, you are too. Katie looks at Tommy like I still look at you. She's in love with the boy. She's in love with the boy. She's in love with the boy. What's meant to be will always find a way. She's in love with the boy. She's in love with the boy.
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. because you're mine. I walk the line. I find it very, very easy to be true. I find myself alone when each day's through. Yes, I'll admit that I'm a fool for you. Because you're mine, I walk the line. As sure as night is dark and day is light, I keep you on my mind both day and night. And happiness I've known proves that it's right. Because you're mine, I walk the line. You've got a way to keep me on your side. You give me cause for love that I can't hide. For you I know I'd even try to turn the tide. Because you're mine, I walk the line.